Good Monday morning to you. Lots to catch up with, and we do it with Crane's Detroit Business every Monday morning at this time. And we welcome back Kelly Root, Crane's Detroit Business Executive Editor. Hope you had a nice weekend, Kelly. Did you watch any of the Olympics?
I did, Paul W. I watched the skating. I'm kind of a sucker for that. And I saw the skater last night, the Russian woman, the 15-year-old who did a bunch of quads. So that was very... I stayed up for that.
she was spectacular, but it almost
she
seems
really
that
was.
The announcers always jinx some of these best players. It happened earlier with the American woman skier. She's going to be unbelievable. She's the best. She's unbelievable. And she got like past the second gate and fell and slid down the hill. And now they're
that
talking
was
about
so
the
unfortunate.
It was, and then the 15-year-old. She's the best of the world. I've never seen anyone skate like her. And she goes and she falls. So it's like they get jinxed. But I will say, both the skier and certainly this 15-year-old Russian, a whole different level of skating in this case. She's unbelievable.
Oh, absolutely
unbelievable. So wish her well. We've got some opportunity here in town that Crane's Detroit Business in the current issue is pointing out, and it's an opportunity for Beaumont. Talk to us a little bit about that, Kelly Root.
It is. Busy news week last week. Our health care reporter, Dustin Walsh, has a pretty insightful analysis of a story that happened last week where Beaumont and Spectrum officially launched their merger, and he writes about how this is a chance for a reset for Beaumont, which has had not a great couple of years. They've been shopping for a merger partner for some time, as we know, and that's led to some instability there, and physicians were leaving, and there was cost cutting, and the experts that we talked to say that this merger does represent an opportunity for them for Beaumont to really kind of reset. The pandemic is, the timing of the pandemic actually might be a benefit in that lots of health systems are reorganizing and understanding that they have to reinvent themselves. We talked to some folks who said that Beaumont's name it could be a liability. As you know, the temporary name for this merger, BHSH, doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but it's just temporary. And some folks say that, that Beaumont may be well positioned to maybe choose a new name. We'll see. Others say that, it's still the public still thinks that they're a good entity. But we have talked to Tina Friesdecker, the CEO of the new merge system, and she says she's hinting that they're going to be focusing on investing in digital health, including telemedicine and electronic health records, at-home services, health equity, those kinds of things. Spectrum is in a good financial position to invest in Beaumont, which really is going to have to be the strategy, experts say, because they're going to need to create new business lines. Given that the number of patients in the market isn't really changing, they're just going to have to, give Beaumont an injection of some new, new cash and new programming, I guess.
I don't know what happened. I don't know why, but for them to not use the, I thought, most successful slogan for a hospital ever, "Do you have a Beaumont doctor?" It's stunning to me that they ever stopped doing that. And I don't know any of the history behind it, but that was a good one. And it went away. Don't know why.
Yeah.
We had Bill Ford on Friday before his big press release, or press conference, rather, and we were able to find out about Google becoming a equal partner with Ford and some others that will be joining in, the city, the state, and others, in the Corktown train station project. I was stunned to find that it's not considered a quote-unquote Ford campus. Did that surprise you at all, Kelly?
It did. And what's interesting about the interviews that Bill Ford Jr. gave about this, and he also talked to our Chad Livengood about this last week, Ford is really stressing the collaborative nature of this project. You've noticed that the name Ford does not even include Ford. They're calling it Michigan Central. They are really emphasizing that this is an ecosystem of firms, that it's not just Ford. They're really emphasizing the training element of this. Google is going to be teaching computer science to high school students locally to kind of build up a pipeline of talent. This is going to be, there's a lot of questions that still remain about this. Ford has said that they're going to base about 2,500 of their R&D employees at this Corktown campus, but they haven't really said which types of employees are moving over from, you know, from Dearborn. And it's going to be interesting to see how this develops. The other thing I thought was interesting that Bill Ford Jr. told Chad, was that he does value the idea of a hybrid workforce, that, you know, workers need to be physically present sometimes to collaborate, and that he's going to have an office at the train station himself, and that you'll see him there. So, he made some interesting comments about that. But it's pretty clear that Ford is not considering itself the only player over there. They're trying to build, as he kept saying, an ecosystem.
Right. And a mobility innovation campus, which leads us to some news we had earlier. We spoke to the state about this wireless EV charging road that's coming to Detroit, going to be right there from that Israeli startup, Electrion.
Yeah, this is a fascinating story. We've been talking about this all week, and this is, of course, a mile-long stretch of road that's going to be near the train station that will be, it's a pilot, it's the first in the country, and it can basically charge EVs that drive over it. And one of the questions that I was asking is, you know, how much charge do you get, how much juice do you get driving over this road? And they're telling us that this is only supposed to be kind of a supplement to get you to the next charging station, that it's not intended to obviously, you know, be a full charge.
My question was, who's paying for the charge? Is it going to be, are the roads that charge your car going to become toll roads? I mean, there's a cost involved here. Or is it free electricity
lots
for everybody?
Questions.
Yeah, there are indeed. And you answer most of them for us, and we appreciate you every Monday, you and the team. Kelly Root, executive editor of Crane's Detroit Business, thank you for your help this morning. We appreciate it. And we're off into the day. Or, I guess, into the week. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks so much, Paul W.